Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody's Awesome. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Welcome along to the Monday morning episode. You get it on a Sunday evening, this one, if you are a subscriber to our Patreon, Iron Filing Society. And why wouldn't you be? Although looking at the numbers, a lot of people don't want to be. Fair enough. What we got? We got, I need to stay up until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Any tips?
Well, speaking as a man who was up until gone 1 a.m. this morning for the first time in a long time. I can't remember
that's
last time I was
late for you.
So late for me. And I have fucking, all day, I felt like I've had a hangover.
Right.
I'm literally, mate, after this podcast, we're recording this at about 6:30. I'm seriously considering going to bed. I'm seriously considering...
For the night, that's it.
Yeah. I don't give myself the yellow card because I can feel myself getting pointlessly grumpy.
Right.
Like irritable, you know, like tiredness can do to you. But luckily I can see it. I can see it coming. I thought, I don't want to be irritable with my family just because I'm tired. I'm going to put myself to bed. I've got a good book. I'll go to bed, read until I just fall asleep, mate. So I haven't got advice for you. I just feel really, really bad for you. Why is this happening?
It's for good reason. It's tonight or tomorrow morning is the last ever episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
Which I love.
Yeah.
And they do the kind of American simulcast. So they show it here at 3 in the morning as it goes out in the States, we're going to call them, for the purposes of this.
Yeah.
But the thing is, my daughter loves it as well. I've got her into it over the years. Yeah. She loves it as well. She's come back from university for two days.
Oh, that's really
just
nice.
Just so we can watch the last ever episode of Curb that together.
That's a beautiful thing, mate. That is a really beautiful thing.
I think it's a parent win.
That's wonderful. On many levels, that's a win.
We both have to stay up until it starts at 3. It finishes at 4. So we're going to be up until 4 a.m.
So what's your plan? Coffee?
Well, there's snooker on that I want to watch at 7 o'clock. Ronnie O'Sullivan versus Mark Williams in a final, which is, if you're into snooker, it's just gold. Mm. A nap after that, maybe, if I can settle myself down about 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Maybe for about 40 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
And then that should get me rocketing right through till 4 a.m.
Wow.
That's the strategy anyway. But depends on the snooker, how long that lasts and how exciting it is.
I can't remember doing that. I mean... Boxing sometimes in back in the old days used to sometimes do that and general elections in the old days as well. Sometimes you'd stay up for those, wouldn't you?
I think I'll be staying up for this year's.
I'll be staying up for this year's for sure. It'll be the first one in a long while that I've bothered staying up for. Yeah,
but my daughter hasn't really got the problem because she's a student, so they're generally up till 5 a.m. anyway, most, and they get out of bed at 1:30 p.m.
So it's
and that's
no problem
breakfast
for them.
Time.
Yeah,
she'd be all right.
But, she'll be a pro. She'll be a pro.
Yeah, I should be all right. I'll be okay. But that's this evening's dilemma.
That's difficult.
We had a couple of subjects we wanted to look at from your
trip to the Isle of Wight.
On the Isle of Wight. Someone got in touch to say that you should actually say on the Isle of Wight, not in the Isle of Wight.
I'll say what I fucking want, mate. That's my response to whoever that was. I'll say up the Isle of Wight.
It was one of those where...
The geezer was from the Isle of Wight, right? So by that rationale, if you come to London, right, as a Londoner, I'm going to tell you how to speak about London.
Yeah.
Of course I'm fucking not. And I'll tell you why. Because London is the most diverse and tolerant city in the world, so we don't fucking go about telling people how to say things. Bloody hell, if we did, it would be fucking nightmarish. You should hear the amount of fucking nonsense. There's about 1,000,000,001 different fucking languages on the go at any time. Look, okay. Excuse me, can you not say that you are in London? Could you say that you are on London? I'm a Londoner, you see, so I know the rules.
It's that thing where people who are from north of London say they're going up to London. No, you're not. You're going down to London. Mm. It's down on the map. If you're further north than London, you're not going up to London.
Yeah.
Fuck off. But it was one of them correspondences we sometimes get. Well, get a lot of them at the minute. Don't know what, maybe a full moon or something. It's been a really weird week. Where he'll say, sorry to be a Lampard, but...
Well, I know.
You're clearly not sorry, are you?
Why are people apologising, getting in touch to be Lampards and opening it by saying, sorry for being Lampard? Why don't you just stop and ask yourself, why do I feel like I need to tell these people, like lecture these people?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's not a two-way street. We do a podcast, but it's your choice to listen to this podcast.
Engage, yeah.
Right. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. Listen to the Jake Humphries podcast instead. Right?
Does he welcome comments and probably queries and criticisms?
I pride myself. I invite feedback. I invite criticism because I use that as a tool to constantly improve myself.
I don't see it as a podcast. I see it as a conversation.
Yeah. Well, we fucking don't. We see it as a podcast, yeah. Right? We see this as a fucking podcast, not a conversation. Yeah. Keep your thoughts to yourself. You've got to remember, you choose to listen to this, whereas we don't really, if you send us a fucking email, sometimes we've got no choice in the matter. But before you fucking know it, we've accidentally read it, and then you're like, oh, fucking hell. I mean, I like funny emails. I'll keep them coming.
Having said that, we have had a lot of
we get good ones.
We have asked people to send things in recently.
Yeah,
and they're pretty funny. Good. We might reach some at some point.
Anyway, the Isle of Wight is a bit long ago now, but I puked up in a toilet in the
There was a vomit-related story and a donkey-related story, I think.
Yeah, I mean, a few things happened there. On Easter Sunday, I had this headache, and I thought, I'll walk it off, right?
Yeah.
But then it got to, like, nearly lunchtime. I'd taken a dog for a walk in some lovely woodland, which is what I call woods, forests.
Is that what they call them on the Isle of Wight, though?
On the Isle of Wight. So I thought, it still didn't go anywhere. And then we were driving to this pub for Sunday lunch in a village about 20 minutes away from where we stay. And I was not driving. My wife was driving. I thought, I can't trust myself to drive a head like this. But then I got car sick as well. I got car sick.
You got car sick?
No, I mean, I don't know whether I was sick I felt sick whilst in the car. I was already ill when I got into it.
That's not a regular thing for you, is it?
And being a passenger does make it, if you already feel nauseous. And we pulled up in this car park and my family got out and the table was booked for like two. And I went, look, go ahead. I'll catch you up. I just need to I think I need to like lie down in the back seat for a bit. Right. Really funny dad behaviour. So
That's not easy for you. You're a tall man.
And I'm very tall. So they went off and I sort of coiled myself, right, into the back seat. But I thought, fucking hell, this isn't getting any better. So I got out of the car and I sort of, it was an outdoor car park, Andy. And I sort of was like, I was sort of stumbling around in the car park towards the exit. Very large car park. And I saw they had these sort of porter cabin toilets, but quite modern ones. You had to put change in to access it. So there was like four cubicles. But it's so stupid. Who's got fucking change nowadays? No one carries
cash anymore.
Exactly. So what I did was
I waited. The weird cash people who seem to have sprung up.
Weirdos. Fucking perverts.
Yeah.
Probably all sex
spreading
people.
Spreading their fucking germs around on their coins. Yeah.
The door, I thought, well, what am I going to do? I knew there was a high chance I needed to throw up, and I didn't want to just do it. It's an idyllic village in the Isle of Wight. I thought, I can't just do it here amongst the thatched cottages on Easter Sunday, one of the most fucking holy days of the year.
They call them straw-roofed on the Isle of Wight. They don't call them thatched.
Sorry, I apologise. Yeah. So I'm there in this, you know, on the day that Jesus fucking rose again, right? And I thought, I could ruin this Easter for every cunt if I'm just Delaney's in the middle of this lovely little chocolate box fucking village spewing on the tarmac. So I waited for someone to come out of the toilet, and then I fucking nipped in, didn't I, before they closed the door, thus getting round the
very good
the cash. They gave nifty. Me a funny alert, but I thought to myself, still, listen, don't still start. Nifty. Still nifty after all these years,
after all these
as
years.
The Paul Simon song goes. And I said, oh, I said, oi. Well, I didn't say it, but I looked at him and said, don't start something because I'm about to spew. So if you start something now, I could spew on you, right?
You can express that in a look, can you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like this.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. Jesus.
Anyway, I got in, closed the door, got on my knees, face to the metal stainless steel toilet bowl. Mm. Bang, a little spew comes out.
A little bit of spew.
I knew it wasn't enough. I knew I had to completely purge myself.
You just I had to go
back to my drinking date. When I was a drinker, I used to spew a lot the next morning. Not so much at night, but I was a hangover spewer. So, and it's like riding a bike. You never lose your knack for this sort of thing.
Mm.
I washed my hands and I put my fingers down my throat and I spewed some more.
Yeah.
And then I had to do it a second and a third time, fingers down the throat, until I felt totally... And it's amazing, a spew, isn't it? Because once it's all gone, you know it's all gone, and almost immediately you feel borderline euphoric. But only once it's all gone. You have to get it all out every last drip. And once it's gone, almost like the headache cleared up. I fucking practically skipped to the boozer, walked into this pub. My family were like, you all right? I said, I am all right now. I just fucking puked four times in that car park toilet. I ordered a pint of fat cola.
Something similar there happened here a couple of days ago with Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
When I took him to the vets to get his anal glands expressed.
Oh, we had an email about that once. You should look it up. But go on, finish the story. Yeah.
Yeah, well, but just that he did, because he'd been kind of, he gets irritated when they need doing, and he kind of bites at his rear end, and you can tell that he's annoyed, and it's like, right time. It's only happened three or four times, but it's like, right time.
No glands applied up again,
get
Dad.
The glands expressed. But to use the words of the vet herself after she'd done them, he'll be walking on air now.
Oh.
And that's exactly how you felt once.
And did Oscar seem like that as well?
Are you a spewer who waters from the eyes at the same time while you're spewing?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I do that. I really do that to a huge extent. But it really, I mean, I don't think I've puked maybe since I gave up drinking. That's like coming up for 9 years. But I just managed to like, it all came out. And I've got to admit, it felt really good. Felt really good. But, you know, I still wasn't 100%, but like I said, a pint of Coke and...
Straight afterwards?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. And, that's bold.
No, but it helps. I don't usually drink Coca-Cola, but when I'm nauseous, it really seems to help. So that went down a treat. Bread basket.
Mm.
Fucking demolished a whole bread basket.
Never look back.
Never look back after that. But to my daughter, I didn't have my phone on me, and when we walked back to the car park, I said, here, take a picture of that toilet. And she went, what do you want me to take a picture of the toilet? I said, because I just threw up in it. I might want to show it to people.
Might want to put it on the turbo.
Yeah, exactly. So look out for that. I have been meaning to put it on the turbo. I nearly tweeted it and tweeted, like, I've just thrown up in this car park toilet in the Isle of Wight. Yeah. But then I thought, no, I shouldn't give that kind of content away for free.
That's gold.
I'll hold for the turbo subscribers. Yeah, exactly. So that was that. And then a couple of days later, we went to Donkey Sanctuary. I went on a steam train when I was there. The weather wasn't great, so I did quite a lot of activities. Steam train. Yeah. I always love going on steam trains. They're brilliant.
Yeah, I love a steam train. I don't do that enough.
Really nice. And then the next day, we went to the Donkey Sanctuary. And there's about 100 donkeys at this place. It's fucking amazing. One of the best things, here's another thing that I'm going to put on the turbo. I've been in the market for a while now for a new tray. You know, like a tray to put your cups on, your tea, your teapot. Like, I'll make tea in the morning and I'll bring tea up on a tray.
But to take upstairs?
Take upstairs.
Right, yeah, good.
And I've got a couple of trays, but I've not been happy with them for a while now.
Why? What's wrong with them?
They're made of wood. Quite thin wood. Yeah, and one's got a crack, so if any tea kind of spills out, sometimes it, if you've put the tray on the floor, which I sometimes do, it will leak. It, I don't like them. They're not attractive. They're stained by tea from over the years. But it's been one of these purchases that I've been holding off on because, you know, when you've got an idea of the sort of tray you want, but you can't, you've kind of got a vague image of it in your head, but you don't know where to get it from. And I always thought it'll turn up at a car boot or something. I wanted an old one and I wanted a pictorial one, Andy, right?
Right. What kind of picture? Horses?
Something like that. I wanted pictures of nature and animals, right?
Squirrel. Close up.
Well, I'm in this fucking donkey sanctuary, right? I've gone into the gift shop for a little fucking pipe about, right? What have we got here then? See some fucking, let's see what
you
got.
Not necessarily looking to buy, but I'll have a good
exactly,
look.
Exactly, I'm allowed.
Over to you to impress me now.
Exactly, and boy, did they impress me.
Oh.
Fucking donkey tray, right?
Whey!
Picture, it's like, it's plastic, but it's very, so it's lightweight, but very strong. Handle at each end, right?
I was going to say, what's that substance? Is it called melamine or something like that?
Might be really tough. It was
tough
very
plastic.
Very tough plastic, very so wipe clean as well, won't get stained easy, and it's very strong too. And it is simply an illustration all over it of a big field with a load of fucking donkeys in.
Oh, very nice.
The sun's shining, there's like flowers on bushes and hedges and all that, and the donkeys just look fucking happy to be alive because they're in the safety of a sanctuary. And it's just lovely. And ever since we got back, I've brought tea up every morning on this tray. And it gives me a buzz in the morning. You know, you wake up, you're feeling sluggish. Can I face another day on this horrible, unjust planet?
Yeah.
Right?
I know
in
that,
this, like, can I slog through another 24 hours of this ridiculous existence?
Manage to get through 17 hours before I get to sleep again.
Sleep again,
and
shut
it all out.
Yeah, exactly. So those are the normal thoughts that go through anyone's head, I imagine, right? And but then just as they're all circulating, the kettle's boiling, I remember donkey tray. And I get the donkey tray out from its position, which, by the way, is down the side of the air fryer.
I was going to say down the side of microwave, but air fryer.
Fryer. And I get it out, put the teapot and the teacups on there, and I just feel like $1 million.
Jalapeño.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you wouldn't be hearing this brief but annoying message if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that'll get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Jalapeño.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Jalapeño.
Do you find yourself immediately being transported back to the donkey sanctuary?
I do, but it's nicer because the day we went to the donkey sanctuary, it was a lovely place, but the weather wasn't great. I'm hoping to go back again soon because it wasn't me personally who adopted donkey. Len, my son, did. With his own money. He's a big animal lover, and he was like, I went, obviously, we went to the cafe at the end of our look around, and we've been reading about these donkeys. And you don't think of it when they say donkey sanctuary. I guess in my mind, I'd always not really thought that through and thought I was just a, it's basically a donkey zoo. Some, you know, switched on entrepreneur sort of bloke who listens to the high performance podcast, right?
Yeah.
Has thought, I've got a great idea for a startup. I'm going to buy a load of cheap donkeys, probably from China, you know.
Yeah.
Get them shipped over cheap, dead cheap. Rent a field, right? Release the donkeys and then charge cunts a tenner a pop to come in and set up a gift shop and a cafe on site.
And sell trees.
Licensed to print money, right?
Totally.
But then when you read up on it, it's a sanctuary in a very real sense. These donkeys, they were stray. They're stray donkeys.
On the Isle of Wight?
All over. I mean, I'm imagining, when I think of stray donkeys, I think of Spain, don't you?
Spain. That time EastEnders went to Ireland.
Yeah.
And there were donkeys roaming around in the street, inexplicably.
The main, and also, it's not just donkeys that are stray, it's donkeys that have been mistreated. So they might have been owned by an unscrupulous Spaniard or an Irish tinker, right?
An unscrupulous Spaniard like Carlos Villar.
Yeah, exactly, that kind of thing. Or they're ill, right, and they need help. So whether you're being mistreated, you're stray, like slash homeless, or you are ill and you are a donkey, then this place will find you and they will bring you back to the beautiful Isle of Wight to
revive
live.
You.
Yeah.
Like a bagpuss type situation.
Exactly like donkeys. That, the repair shop for donkeys.
Yeah.
And it made me think of one of the best ever front pages of The Sun. When they got Harry Redknapp to adopt the donkey, they found out about a donkey in Spain that some unscrupulous Spaniards were making fucking fly for tourists, for the entertainment of tourists. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I remember that now, yeah.
What do you call it where you're on a parachute but you're being dragged along by a speedboat but you're in the air and the boat's on the water?
Fucking
is it
hell,
called paragliding?
It? Paragliding, yeah. They were doing that with a donkey.
So they were
What's
doing
Harry Redknapp got to do with it?
This is it, right? These fucking... Oh, these Spaniards, right? They'd do anything to fucking squeeze a peseta out of a gullible tourist, won't they? So they've gone, right, well, right, we're going to fucking get hold of a donkey and we're going to make the cunt abseil. No, paraglide.
Paraglide,
so,
yeah.
So some holiday in Sun journalist, John Pigface, right...
Mm.
Has been on holiday. He's gone, oh, what's this? Oh, this is disgusting. This is just the sort of story that the folks back home are going to want to wear. So to remind them.
I find this quite amusing, but it'll be the kind of thing that will break people's hearts when they hear about it back home.
So it was like silly season in the summer and they fucking ran it as a front pager. And obviously people went fucking nuts and they started a campaign to rescue this donkey. And for reasons I can't quite remember how or why, they managed to rope Harry Redknapp in to the campaign. And their front page the second day was Harry pledges to rescue Spanish tortured paragliding donkey. You'll find the front page if you Google it. It's a
I'm
thing.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now.
Have you found the Redknapp story?
It's a very beautiful paraglide.
Yeah.
Canopy.
But why? I mean, of course, listen, I'm not being disingenuous. Of course we all want to see a donkey paragliding. Now I've mentioned it, we're all thinking, wow, that would be amazing. Fine, Google it, you'll see it. It was impressive. What would give you the fucking idea of doing that? It's horrible.
Well, if I say that it was in Russia and not Spain...
Oh.
That kind of makes a bit more sense.
Also makes me look
think
for
they
slacking
think twice
off the Spanish.
About that.
So, yeah, I mean, they make bears dance on hot floors, don't they?
They do. Yeah, the donkey was called Anapka,
right.
And the son rescued her. And it said on the front page, the son has now taken Anapka away from her Russian owner, and we promise our readers that she will never be forced to parasail again.
Well, has anyone followed up on that? Because I can imagine since then the Murdoch Empire's crumbled somewhat. Go, Jesus Christ, Ed Riven, yous are down. Sales are down. We've had to shut down the fucking radio station. I'll tell you what, we still got that donkey we rescued a few years back. The way things are heading, I think we're going to have to start putting it out to parasail again. But Mr. Murdoch, we swore to our readers, fuck them, they don't remember anything anyway. Get that donkey and get it attached to a speedboat. We'll sail the bastard down the Thames.
Yeah. Harry Redknapp planned to give a home to the donkey.
But well, then I'll give it said, home. You know, it's good as gold. I'll give it home. Come down and live with me down in Poole.
Stick it on the bench.
We'll stick it on the bench. It'll still do a job for us, you know.
We'll give her a go in the second string. See if we can work our way up into the first team.
I've worked with donkeys before. They never give me a moment's trouble. Good as gold. I had a couple of them down at Pompey.
But then it said that the this is a Guardian coverage of the story. It said that the move to the animal sanctuary Redknapp was hoping to set up was no certainty. Redknapp said, if she can be brought over to England, I'd find a place in a field to live and be well cared for. The Sun is currently talking to Defra to see if a switch to Britain is possible. So, I don't know what happened.
Didn't the Guardian start a campaign to make the Garrick Club allow donkeys to become members?
Donkeys only.
It's really bad because we found out that the London Members Club, the Garrick, does not let donkeys fraternise in its bar or restaurant area, which is an affront to our democracy. So they were quite big into that.
We don't know whether or not an APCA made it to White Hart Lane or anywhere in England. So the trail runs cold at that point.
Well, that's donkeys, and that's why once we read about that, Len was like, I'm going to fucking adopt one of these because this is bad. These donkeys have had hard lives. So in case you're interested, it's 25 quid a year.
And that's not bad.
Yeah, although my daughter was like, yeah, so does that 25 quid go direct to your donkey? And he was like, yeah. And she was like, but what happens then? So your donkey gets like a luxury meal every night because you're fucking bankrolling it. And these other donkeys that have yet to be adopted are just there eating like shit, like grain.
Like rice and beans, like I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
She said it sounds a little bit like a two-tier system.
It's apartheid.
I don't know how that works. I hope
25
it
quid for
way.
A year is not going to get many luxury meals.
Well, it's 50, in the donkey,
50
in the
pence a week.
Well, fucking hell, mate! In the world of donkeys, a carrot or a sugar cube is a luxury
it's
meal.
A luxury. Are they allowed to have more than one adopter?
Yeah, I think that's the other thing. Yeah,
that would work.
I don't think.
Yeah,
but we'll be going back when the weather's nicer because now he's got it. It's a good. It's more reasons should not that we need any to be going back even more regularly to Isle of Wight to just visit this donkey.
Well, I paid €60 for adopting a cat for a year in a cat sanctuary in Cyprus.
Yeah,
online.
What did you get out of it?
Well, it fucking died.
No, oh, did you get a refund?
Died after 6 months. What I talked about it on this podcast. One of the listeners was visiting the cat sanctuary in question and located me cat. Took some photos of her. She's fucking dead 3 weeks later.
That's why I'm not naming Len's donkey, because I don't
Good
want
idea.
People going down there and getting involved
yeah,
with
you're,
it.
You're right. You're right. I'm not saying that the fella who took the photographs of the cat then went on to kill her, but...
Yeah, exactly.
It's an easy conclusion to jump
in. I'm going... Where was it? Cyprus.
Cyprus.
I'm going to Cyprus to murder Andy Dawson's cat.
You'll see it as a
you
warning.
You do get some strange people. You do get some strange people. So
do.
I'm not naming that donkey.
No.
So yeah.
Keep it anonymous.
I'm very tired. I'm thinking that I might go to bed. I'm thinking though, I've been at my mum's for lunch and I had a massive, really massive lunch and trifle for pudding.
Yeah, that's probably not helped.
So I usually don't have dinner on a Sunday if I've been to my mum's because it's such a huge lunch. But the thing is, in the fridge, we had our Friday night curry, which is a regular tradition in this household. Mm. But usually my wife orders it, but this week I ordered it. So obviously I ordered
you
double.
Ordered more.
I ordered double.
Cause obviously.
That's my approach, right? That's my strategy. That's my MO. So I ordered a fuckload of curry. There was a load of curry in the fridge, Andy. And... I'm not even hungry, but I'm not sure whether I can allow myself to go to bed without having some of it.
Oh, Well, I've got myself, I was at Greg's earlier on, and I got myself a chocolate eclair. Oh. A cream chocolate eclair to have during Curb Your Enthusiasm at 3 a.m.
Can you wait that long?
Oh, I can. Okay.
That and is nice. That's nice.
But, yeah, why not? Yeah, why, you're going to stay up that late, why not?
Yesterday, I went into the centre of Barnes for a coffee with my daughter, and we were in this cafe, and I end up thinking, actually, it's almost lunch. I'm going to have something to eat. So I ordered a bit of salad. And they came and they said, you have to pay. It's table service, but you literally pay when you order, right?
Okay.
So you say what you want. Then they bring out their machine and you tap your phone and you paid for it before they bring it back. I don't know. Whatever they want
to
fucking
do. That seems to fly in the face of the ethos of table service to me.
Yeah, it does a bit, but at least you don't have to get off your ass. I didn't like it. I thought, part of me was like, what, do they just think that, you know, this is quite a posh cafe?
No, table service. I'll order it. You bring it. I'll have it. If I like it,
I'll pay.
Then we'll pay for it.
It was like they didn't trust me.
Yeah.
But I paid. We had it. And then at the end, I said, do you fancy like a coffee or something? And I said, yes. I said, right, so I ordered two coffees. And I ordered a little bit of cake for us to share, right? Ooh. The geezer didn't charge us that time. It's almost like we'd earned his trust by then. So we finished the coffee and cake, and we had to go to a shop. So I said, come on, let's go. So we got up and left, went in a shop two doors up, got some stuff, came out. There's some fucking geezer comes up to me, right? And he goes, oh, excuse me, he's got a pushchair with a little kid in it. He goes, excuse me, calling out. I thought, oh, yeah, he was sitting behind me in the cafe. I went, yeah, what? He went, you forgot to pay. I went, what? In the cafe, you forgot to pay. They're looking for you. They were looking for you because you walked out without paying. I thought, first thing I thought was, oh, yeah, I think that's right because I paid for the first bit of lunch but not for the second bit. What the fuck's it got to do with you, you cunt?
Yeah, grass.
So anyway, I didn't say anything, but I thought, fuck it, I'll go in. So I go into the cafe, and he was making out like there was some sort of fucking panic broken out in there, right?
Yeah, Interpol.
I walked in, no one turned their head, none of the staff. So I go up to him, and I thought, I'm going to say it loudly, because I don't want people thinking that I'm... So I went, excuse me, I forgot to pay, I've come back to pay. And I went, oh, yeah, sure. And I was like, yeah, I didn't do a runner. I said, I just walked out, I just forgot. But I'm back now. And they said, oh, of course, it's no problem. We didn't think you'd do a runner. We knew what must have happened. I said, oh, well, one of your other customers came and hunted me down. And they go, really? Really? And I go, yeah. And I go, there he is. And I point out the window. Not joking, Andy. Not fucking joking. The cunt's outside with his fucking pushchair and he's waited around to keep an eye on me to make sure I've gone back and paid. Fucking weirdo, right? Fucking weirdo. Brilliant. So I paid out and he's pretending, I caught his eye and he looked away, right? So I come out and he's still outside and I've gone right up to him.
Are you paid?
I went, I nearly got away with that. And he went, pardon? I went, I'm going to go away with that if it wasn't for you. I said it was fun. He went, oh, and then as I walked, I'm so pathetic and childish. I walked off and I said really loudly to my daughter, fucking grass. I can't help it. Obviously, I was torn because I didn't want to go away without paying. They're a nice cafe. I wanted to pay them. I felt a bit guilty, but I thought, what's he got to do with you, cunt? And why are you fucking hanging around? What are you going to do if I don't pay? I told my mate, he said, you should have said to him, yeah, you're fucking paying. You go in there right now and you fucking pay for my cake
and
my coffee, right? And leave him a fucking tip as well. You fucking grassing cunt. You didn't pay for your cake. Yeah, I know I didn't, mate, because you're supposed to have paid for it. What? Yeah, you're fucking paying for it and the lunch as well. Go on. Hurry up. Chop, chop. Cash or card, don't matter to them, mate. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, God.
Fucking arsehole. Anyway.
Another event in their life in Sunny Barnes. Oh, God. Right. We'll leave it there because you're tired and I want to watch the snooker. So, Prediction League, you got two, I got three. Results book got three.
I got so two,
gap
did
at
I?
The top, you got two. You got Everton, Burnley, finished 1-0, you said 2-0, and you got a West Ham away win at Wolves, where you went 3-2.
Oh.
You went with your dramatic 3-2.
Yeah.
So it's a 4-point gap now between yourself and Rizzle's spot.
Oh, it's narrowing.
Edging towards the end of the season. Very exciting. Very exciting, yeah. And of course,
like
don't
the
forget,
title race. Even you've got to admit the title race is looking exciting in the Premier League. We haven't had a three-way race in... I haven't had a three-way race in memory.
I'm like, 13 points back. I need to book my ideas. But of course, don't forget, on the final day of the season...
No, I'm talking about the Premier League. I'm talking about the Premier League, mate. The real Premier League.
I'm not aware.
Yeah, the three teams are all fucking neck and neck, aren't they?
I knew they were all thereabouts.
That
hasn't
happened
going
since the 70s.
Yeah, it's the same in the Championship.
Leeds and who's the other? Ipswich.
I
like all those clubs, I guess, but I kind of want the Tractor Boys to do it.
Yeah. So there you go. So don't forget, last year of the season, we predict all 10 Premier League games.
Exciting stuff.
All right, thanks very much for listening. We'll be back throughout the week with all of the usual shit. And enjoy your time and your lives. Thank you very much. And that's that.
That's that.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.